Avone, his foot became entangled in the string, and then he threw the string unintentionally, without Kavone, Anisher Hameo Anodom and was Mazi. So what he's saying, Tisvis, is reference to the case where Bikavone, but that's not what Tisvis says. Tisvis says, The union kedusha liyelchu kol kav bechizek sheyatizu v'yaziku darkens b'nishaper. So what if he darkens b'nishaper? And if he did it, that means he's negligent. So it was done with pshia. But Tesis doesn't mean that according to the Gilse of the Hadi Ibadi Yosle Kamaski Kirchu that he did with Kavanah Mamesh. It means he did with pshia negligently, not with Kavanah Mamesh. So what's the comparison? So how does Tesis mention Chaye from the case of Fidel Keish Ubuacha Visorach Talus Haveri and the case of Chof HaBeir Ubuacha Vidochav Shechaver Liseichai to the case here in question where Reuven deposited the string and then Shimon walked without looking and his foot became entangled in the string and then unintentionally but negligently it hurled on another Moran Sheer Hameir and was Mazik. In the case of Chof HaBeir Ubuacha Vidochav Shechaver Liseichai, in the case of Fidel Keish Ubuacha and Zorak Talis Haveri, so there the Kavones, and Mele is the only one is Chayim. But in the case where Reuven left his string in the sidewalk and Shimon's foot unintentionally but negligently became entangled in the string and then unintentionally but negligently without looking it hurled on another man, Levi, or let's say on the Sheer Hameir of Levi, it was Mazik. So then it's negligently b'pshia but not b'kavone. So how to stay this equate that with the case of Chof HaBeir Ubuacha Vidochav Shechaver Liseichai or Hidli Keish Ubuacha Visorav Talis Haveri? There is Bekavone Mamesh, here it's only B'Pshieh. Obviously, tasteless equates a Malse Don Bekavone Mamesh, a Malse Don B'Pshieh with a Malse Don Bekavone Mamesh. That's how tasteless, that's what tasteless is saying. So he said, because this is Avol Hoche Hamidalbo Badeo, so Mele he should be Mechuyev by himself, exclusively. And the one, the Balat HaKolet, the one who left the string should be Batalei Gamre, and that's the Gemara's Kasha, Ibadu Da'as L'Kamas K'Kirchel. So why do you say that the Baal HaKolet is also Chayev, we are Marbet from Bamatzinu, from Matzinu, from Fretzer Shovishabet. So, but here, he's not mischaving. The Begalga is not mischaving, he's only Pesheya. The Anker is blaming. So he's not in Ramos Gomo. Fine, he's not in Ramos Gomo. So he's a Pesheya. But he's not mischaving Mabesh. So apparently, Tesis assumes that not only in the case where Bikavone Mamesh Shimon throws his Sheikh Haveir into the bear, where Bikavone Mamesh Shimon throws the Talis Haveir into the fire, so he's Chayev by himself. But even the case where Bipshia does it, he's also Chayev. Then there is this there. You heard Amrino, Bikam. But it says in the case where the string was not an Odom was entangled in the string, but in the name of then both should be high. But in the case where an Odom's foot became entangled, then only the Odom should be high. And the Baal HaKol is but then he says, the Odom really come on. What I mean really come on before he התורה שיר באודום שדוח ולבייר לנזוק מכל חיובים דימש מאפיר בבייר שאוכלים עד מיירה עודם ולא יכוונה דחיבן דאים ביכוונה כלל חייל ולביר כמו יעוד. So the question is, שיר ועודם שדוכל לביר, so what happened? רובין ולביר, יש רבי. Then Shimon Sheir passed by the bear and Levi passed by the bear. So they both cooperated. Shimon Sheir and Levi cooperated. They pushed Yehuda into the bear. And Yehuda was normal. So Liam Zokin Kulan Chayovim. But the question is, since Levi was one of the participants, he should be the only one to be chayav, because he is an Olam. He is an Olam. So Tesu says, "Sochlima dimayre odam b'loy kavon." So now Tesu is implying, when do we say that if an Odom and the Sheir and the Beir are participants in one hezek, so the Odom is the only one is chayav, only if the Odom does it b'kavone. But if the Odom does it shalom b'kavone, then he doesn't patter the Adam Azikim, he doesn't patter the Balabeya. But that is in conflict with what Tosef said before, that we can be gayers. And the Gemara's kashi is, so why should the Balat HaKol b'chayav? The only the Megalgal should be chayev, but over there is not b'kavone either, because Tosef says Darken is getting sharper. If it's a reference to the case b'kavone mamish, he has to resort to Darken is getting sharper. He was b'chav mamish. Darken is getting means he wasn't b'chav, but he was negligent. So we see that the same halacha that implies that where an Odom b'kavone mamish participates in Hezek, then the patterns, the Balabeya applies to the case where the Odom negligently participates, even though it's not b'kavone mamish, so he also patterns, so it's still a new day. And here Tosfos says, Hosom, the Gemara Dafnun Gimel is reference the case where the Odom was not mischaving. But he was negligent, he should also patter. So what's the pshat? So what should we say? He was not mischaven, he was not even a shege of the mezit. He was not even a shege. He was not even a shege of the mezit. So Mele, why did it say in the Dvon Chai? So it's a kash. So that issue is very strange. Behold, I'm only coming to the Kapo. Here, the Odom Shidoch will be in the Zohar Kol Chayovi. The Mashma, for the Abbey, or Tzorto, and my Odom, the Lekavone. So what's it, Lekavone? But Tinsley says, that the Odom Shidoch Mask Kirch is also Lekavone, but it's Big Shire. So that's why Tinsley says, the Chidmu Deim Bechavone Klal. In other words, there are two kinds of Einu Mischavi. There is one kind of Einu Mischavi where it's Einu Mischavi, but it is Kavone, it's not Mamish Kavone, but it is called Mezit. So in other words, in the case of an Odom whose foot becomes entangled in a string, and then he hurls it, his darkness being sharper. It's not actual kavane, but it's called the mezit. It's called the mischavi. It's called the mischavi. It's called the mischavi. So mele, if it's called the mischavi, so then he patterns the barbeir. But it's still difficult. So then he says, "Nashein ki shir v'odum shidoch l'beir liyin zokin kol chayovin." He doesn't patter barabeir. Mashma is mashma. The tzorchim adimayir odum v'loy kavone the chidun deim b'kavone klal is chay barabeir. So there, Tesis applies it to a case where it's shkovo. It's not shinkov mezit. But then the question is, if it's shkovo, why is the chay dalet void? After all, Rashi says that when is there a chiyuv for davening dvarim, even kavanah mamesh, even meizid mamesh, or shei kavanah meizid. But Gogo, like Yoshe, is part of the dvarim. Now, when do we say that even not the kavanah mamesh, but he is currently the kavanah? So then he patterns the balabei here only when he's kavanah meizid. So if he's kavanah meizid, so then he patterns of the balabeya. So he patterns the balabeya. So why does it say when he's open kolon chayavim? So we have to say that there it has reference to the case where it's not even Shiri Kovah Mezit. He's just Shedek. If he's just Shedek, so where's the Dalit Vorim? So this caseless is difficult from all sides. One of Shach. On one hand, Tesva says that even that if an Adam is Mazik, negligent, pshie, not bekavone mamesh, he patterns the balabeya. But when it's not even sheikov mezit, it's gogo, then they are both chay. Balabeya is chay and Yisrael. And then he has the kashi from pshie, vodom shidoch lebeya, dimashma, afilu balabeya, soch leima, dimayra odom beloi. Myra Odom below Kavani. The hidden day be Kavani Klau. What do you mean Kavani Klau? It's not even she called the Mazik. He's Sheik, like Yosha. So then he's Chai Balabeya Kli Odom. He Chai Balabeya Kli Odom. So in other words, the Gemara of Shia Barim Shidoch Rebeya has referenced the case where there was a Pshir, but not a Pshir, more of Shia called the Mazik, but like Yoshin, because if it had been a pshuah gmura, if it had involved a pshuah gmura like Sheik HaMezid, so then he would pater the balabeh, because just as in the case of our Gemara, Ibar Lozlek Maske Kirchon, because darkly is meaning doesn't mean his mamish mischave, then Jesus doesn't have to say darkly is meaning. It means it's negligent. It's Sheik of the Mezit. So Sheik of the Mezit patterns the Balabeya. But only real Sheik doesn't patter the Balabeya. But if it's a real Sheik, there's no Dalit Vorek. So Tesis is very strange. Tesis is very strange. Unless we have several degrees. In other words, we have Mezit Mamesh, we have Sheik, and then we have Kolavli Mezit, but Kolavli Mishavim, but not Shir Kolavli Mezit. And then we have Shir Kolavli. So the question is, what are the Dvarim? First of all, Rashi says that there is only Mezit Mamesh and Shir Mamesh and Shir Kolavli Mezit, but there should be another level between Kolavli Mishavim, but not Sheik, and more than Sheik, and not Sheik of the Mezit. I mean, amazing. And then, well, I don't think that we can finish the thesis, but, so we finish the thesis tomorrow, but we should go over the stira between this thesis and the thesis that we do. Tis l'amur, shiyah v'yodim shidoch v'odeya, lo yishidoch ha'fodim b'kavoni, din kin b'rabir amal mechayim, d'yotu yos yodim talisi shal chaveri, b'ein shal chaveri, v'ch yishayu b'l'eish, v'in tein ma'ani shalom b'kavoni, amal yishayu v'beishes, v'yishloi ma'aki yishiyod ha'odim v'shas nufiras chaveri, v'chosh b'kavoni, midi da'ave ha'nisaper zidim. Alright, we can't finish it now because I'm sorry that I started so late, but I was involved in the telephone because of the Pollard's case. We'll go over the thesis again, I mean, yeah. And then compare to the thesis that I'm giving me in Shoshana Gosapor. La Sua Biam is Gals Gil Bechoras from Kosovo. אם בעד לכוח זו כמאס ככיחו ופירוש הקונטרה זה לגוע אסלי כי קיימה משמדברים על לקאמון בפרק המניח אם דארקון שוב נראים לסבינים בתוך ובלעת כל אמנם אין לחייב מתמול המאזי כאילו שנחושב כרוח מצויו ויהווי אישה זה צריך ששיתי שורה שמיג'ט דגיוסי לעשוי דווזי גיוסי לגבי דר המסגל ולאי דאר לקוז לו כמאס ככיחו so why should the Balat HaKolot, the one who left, let's say, the stone or the string in the street, and then a person became entangled, his foot became entangled in the string, and then had the Azle, so he threw the string and it was Mazik, a person or a behemoth. So why should the Balat HaKolot, the one who left the string, be chayev, the person who threw it, in whose foot the string was entangled, so he should be chayev, and he should be the only one to be chayev. Why? Because even though there are other mazikim, so Tosfos is that when there are two participants in a hezek, one is a balabeir and one is an odom, if the odom is bikavone, then the odom is chayev and the balabeir is potter. For example, Uvin digs a beir and shus rabim, then Shimon pushes down a sheva chameya, pushes down a sheva chameya or an odom into the pit. So then the Odom Shimon who pushed down is chayev and Ruvein is potter, because since there is an Odom who is chayev and he did it be kavone, so he patters the balabeir. But from Teis, so that's the Gemara's kasha. So Teis says, Teis is veinu moch kibis fulkach. דילה כדי שייכו כל כך בחיזק שיעתיזו ויעזיקו דעת אז בין שפלה תגמור אם המניח says that if Ruvain left the cat in the street and then Shimon passed by and stepped on it and broke it his brother because in the Argus of Ruvain has been in Bethlehem so Tiz explains it he's an honest gummer you don't expect a person who walks in the street to walk like this so he walks in a normal way if he walks in a normal way how can he notice a small thing a small object like a cat so that's only when he steps on it but here by stepping upon the rope or upon the stone so he couldn't hurt anybody he could trip himself but not hurt anybody so that means he pushed it with force so he's not an onus and he's a pesheya and he's such a pesheya that he patters the balabeya so we see from this says so maybe we don't have to reject the girsi he badly has no kamaski careful he can be girsit and we can tell the kashi but in darkish long he's been walking dead when he steps up in it but not when he pushes and Teisa doesn't mean if he pushes it he does it deliberately so then Teisa doesn't have to say לעניין שלו יזיק דאקל יזבני שפיר he was ממש מסחבי so that means that when Teisa says when an Odom and the Balabeya are participating are shooting in the Hezek then the Odom is chayev if the Odom is bekavone he doesn't mean just bekavone even shalom bekavone as long as he is a pishay agomo what does pishay agomo mean? Sheyik of the Mezit because we have four categories, four levels. We have Mezid Mamesh Bikavon. Then we have Sheikov Mezid. And Sheikov Mezid is Chayev Dalet Vorim, but is Potter of Beishes. Mezid is Chayev Beishes too. Sheikov Mezid is Chayev No Dalet Vorim, Potter of Beishes. Then we have Sheik Mamesh like Yoshin. So then he's potter of Dalet Vorim, but it's Chayev Nezik. And then we have Onus Gomor, that he's potter of everything. So we have four levels. Mezit Mamesh Sheikov Mezit. And Sheik Mamesh and Onus Gomor. So Sheik Nezik Mamesh is chayev in everything. Is chayev even in is chayev even in beishes. Then we have sheik of amazing chayev in the advarish potter of beishes. Then we have sheik mamish like Yoshin. He's potter of the advarim, but is chayev nezik. Then we have nezigo oy nezgomo. He's potter even of nezik. Then this is another halach that if Sahuvay makes the bayah, and then Shimon pushes, let's say, Levi into the bayah, or Levi Shea, Levi Schameel into the bayah. So Shimon is chayef exclusively. I mean, and Huvin is potter. We don't say, if Shimon will push in Bishgogam Amesh, then there'll be Shutfim. So Huvin will pay half, and Shimon will pay half. But if Shimon pushes Levi or Levi Shea or Levi Schameya into the Be'ya because then Shimon is Chayev and Reuven is Potter. Or even if Shimon doesn't push Levi because Mamesh, but B'Pshia Gmura, like she called him Ezi. So is also Shimon is Chayev and Reuven is Potter. But if Shimon will push Levi Bishgoga Mamesh into the Be'ya, then both will be Chayev, Reuven will be Chayev Hef, and Shimon will be Chayev. These are the halachas mentioned by this list. Now let's see again. B'chol ha'sforim kosuv, ibar lukos lukumaske kirichu l'pirish ha'kuntches l'gos l'vitaymish v'namon l'kam b'maniach in darkon shabrodin l'zbinim b'zoch וברת הכל אינם אין לחי ומתעמוד או המזיק אלא משום לחושב כרוח מצויו והווי אישי ואין למרח כבשביל כך דיין ין כדי שיהיה לכל כל כך בחזק שיעתיזו ויעזיקו דעת אז בנשאט so we see from this day's verse that here we don't the Gemara doesn't have reference to the case where Reuven left the string in the street and then Shimon was walking and his foot became entangled and then he hurled it because mamish. So then he doesn't have to say to push it with so much force that somebody will get hurt, that is not an os. Mashma that the Gemara, when the Gemara has the kashi, Ibam it goes like a mask, the Gemara refers to the case where Shimon pushed it negligently, but not intentionally. And still Tesla says that the Medalgo of the Gemara's kashi is the Medalgo should be hired, and the Barat HaKole, the one who left the string or the other, should be Tata. So we see that Tesla is saying that not only when Shimon pushes Levi into the Be'ya B'Kavone Mamesh, so Shimon is Chayev completely and Reuven is Potter. But even if he pushes him negligently, B'Pshia, not Shgogo, but B'Pshia, so then he's also Shimon is Chayev completely, the whole damage, and Reuven is Potter. So the Meir Elocha Parach Kilchiru V'Yishchayev Amigal Berhakir V'Loi Barat HaKore V'Af Agav D'Gabi Kerev Shinot L'Achore V'Orach L'Godi Shupo B'Gmor V'Chayev Baradach L'Sname Shu Barat HaKore Hayne Mishum D'Kerev L'Avadeo So Memele the Barab at the call is also Chayev. Mashayim Kinu and an Odom is a participant. An Odom Bikavone or an Odom Bikshia is a participant. So then the Barab call is Potali Gamba. Avon Hoche Amigal Gobadeu Teida Dimidli Keish Uboache Bisoa Tawis Haveh Echofa Beer ובאחר ביתוך אפשר חבר לסייך אין ספורה שישחר ברפיר ברש והמגלגל ברד לבהימו אם היזיק ברד דאז ל ישחר ושמר when the behemo was the one whose foot became entangled, so then both are high. But if the Odom was the one whose foot became entangled, so then the Odom patterns the Barabeh. ועוד אמרים על דקמה בפרק הפרו שיהיה באודם שתוך לבייה לניזוק מכל החייבים דימשמע אפילו ברבייה. But the question is, since Enodom was one of the shutfim in the Hezek, so he should pater everybody. So he says, the Mashav Tzor, Ima the Mayra, Odom Beloi Kavone, the Chidin Deim Bi Kavone, Klaar, Rechayim Barabeya. No, Lord. Now, so what is he saying now? That when does Enodom pater? Only the Barabeya, only when the Odom is Bikavone. But if the Odom is Shaloi Bikavone, then the Odom doesn't pater. Then they are both Chayim. Now, but we saw from the case before, Nadavke Kavone Mamesh, even Pesheah. So when what it says is mean Shaloi Bikavone, he was not even Pesheah either, he was Ishbogamamesh. So then he doesn't patter, but if he was a Pesheah, not Ishbogo, so then he patters. So let's see further. Then he says, so if you know the Mayorodon Kavone. So you see, the taste is emphasized here. The Chidin Deim B'Chavone Klau. Why does Deim have to say in B'Chavone Klau? The Chidin Deim B'Chavone. No, because if he said in B'Chavone, we would say, as even Sheikh of Lemezit. So it's not a Sheikh of Lemezit. Does Pata. Because Sheikh of Lemezit, as we said yesterday, so he is higher for the Maisa Hezek. For the Maisa Hezek. So Mele, if he's higher for the Maisa Hezek, so when they have two shutfim, the Ibar Beir, and one who is higher for the Maisa Hezek, so the one who is higher for the Maisa Hezek patterns the Barabeya, who saw the Chayef is just the negligence of the Barabeya. Masha'in Kei, if the Odom is Shalom B'Kavone Klau, not in the Sheik of Amish, but it means Sheik Mamesh. So then on the level of Yoshin, or I not trying to say Yoshin, to push somebody, you know, somebody's asleep, he doesn't push him. But it means on that level, in that chine, like Yoshin, Sheik Mamesh, not Sheik of Amish, then it doesn't matter, because then the chiyuv of the Odom is also based upon Shmiras Gufei, not for the Maisa Hezek. So Memele the Barabeya is chayev because of Pshie, of Shmiras Melacho, and the Odom is chayev. So they are both shutfim, so each one pays the half. This is what Heze says. So Chumel Maya Odom Belei Kavone Techidim Deim B'Kavone Klau. So that taste is emphasized that only Belei Kavone Klau, if he's not even Sheikh of Lemezit, but if he's the Sheikh of Lemezit. So even though he's Belei Kavone, but it's Koref Nishchavim, the Sheikh of Lemezit, so then he does part. We heard Amrim only in the Dvorim with Mevlodes Odom Chayev. Hi. So since it has reference to the case where it was Belei Kavone Klau, how can it be in Chuyev Beishes? Beishes requires Kavone. So he says, Hi Darin Dvorim, I'm a Nezek, Tsar, Vipipo Visheves. But Beishes not. Our Beishes in Chayev, actually, it's Chavim, Kidona, Bachheve, Vahavik, Abed Dvorim, the real, the Hosom, the Choshev Nezek. So in other words, so then there is a stirum in Eobay. On one hand, Teisves pointed out and reiterated it, that not only Bikavone Mamesh does the Odom Pata the Barabeya, but even Shaloi Bikavone, as long as he's a Peshea, he shall call the Mezid, so he's also Chayev because for the Mais HaEzek, so he also patters the Barabeya. And then he says, Toch Kiridibu, that in the same case, he's Chayev al Dvorim. But our Dvorim is Chayev, he couldn't be Chayev in case of Shgog HaMamesh. Our Dvorim is Chayev only in the case of Sheikh of Amazit. So if it is Sheikh of Amazit, so why Kulam Chayevim? So he should patter the Barabeya. So it's a stira Menehobe. Alright, there's the stira. Now then let's just stimulate this. aber bisschen in Chalashi ist Chavin, die dann bei Achidur, für Havik, aber es wäre unter ihr, die Hossam, die Choschen ist. Wie Hobi Oma, wie ein Käfer, schlicht im Schrevet, Schir Chayef, so auch immer da eine Dafke, die Kavone, Afal Gafel, hab ich du mit Ordon, die Bestreu Kavone, die Käfer, schlicht im Schrevet, die Bestreu Kavone, die Bestreu Kavone, die Bestreu Kavone, It's not mamish dumidon. All right. Now, so there is a stira. If Teisve says that when an Odom be kavone or an Odom be pshie, shirik of amazing, is a shutef with a balabea, so then the Odom is chayef completely. And the whole thing, the whole nezek, and the balabea is potali gamre. So the question is, so why do we say kulam chayavim? So obviously, why is kulam chayavim? So in order to say kulam chayavim, we must say shalom mischav. When the Adam pushed Levi, let's say Shimon pushed Levi, or Levi Shea, Levi Shameya, Bishgog Amish. So if it's Bishgog Amish, it's not a sheik of amazing. So why is the archive of the Adwar? Chirk al-Varim is only when Sheik al-Mezi. So it's a Sheik al-Mezi. So why doesn't he part of the Barabaya? So it's still of an Elbe. Now let's see the case verse in Daphne Gimel.
It's a Mezi of Chogik.
No, Mezi Mamesh or Sheik al-Mezi, he parts. If he's a Sheik Mamesh, he doesn't part of the Barabaya. She of Adam that can give me a base. She of Adam should talk for the payer. Lem should do half of the cavalry. Dim came by a bear and my mechayev. The otter in yours, the otter talis is a cavalry. They shall have a way. The he is high by a age. Vim tame a leash a little bit of money. Am I is highly gracious. Am I is high gracious. So what the case first, Davos say, that in the name is better of Beishas, and Al-Dvorim doesn't mean Nezek Sa'ar Hippusheves of Beishas, but it means Al-Dvorim, Al-Dvorim doesn't mean Sa'ar Hippusheves of Beishas, but it means Nezek Sa'ar Hippusheves, but Beishas not. That's what Teisves says that word, but here Teisves not. Here Teisves is really kind of Teisves that book. He says that the dwelling here means Tsar Hippusheves for Beishas. Because Nezek is not discussed here, Nezek is discussed before. But so the question is, how is a Chayev Beishas? V'yesh leimah, ki en shiyoda odom bishas nefilas chaveyei, v'choshi b'kavone, midet ava nisapir, this is purpose. So the Gemara says, if somebody put himself, went up to the roof, and he lay down, he wanted to get his something, he lay down, then a ruach mitzui, an ordinary wheat, started to blow, and they dropped it upon a person, and he hurt the person, ruach mitzui. So is chayev nezek sa'ar ripusheves. But not Beishas. He's chayev nezek sa'ar ripusheves, because even though he wasn't mischaving to fall, he was mischaving just to lie down on the roof, and then a hurricane, a regular hurricane that is very likely to come, so started to blow and threw him down on the person. So he's chayev. So he's a shady call, and he's a trach mitzuyo. So it's chayev nezek tzar ripusheves, but Beishas not. Beishas requires kavanah. However, the Gemara says at the end of the second period, if he's nisapir, after the wind blew him down from the roof, so he decided to turn himself to do an exercise and to turn himself over so he'll be able to fall upon a certain person. So Meila is considered. He is considered no mischavein and is chayev for Beishas also. So Meile Teisve says Shea v'odom shedoch v'libeya has reference to the case where let's say Yeruvim dog a bear, then Shimon pushed Levi into the bear and Shalom b'kavone, But then, after he pushed him, he saw that he pushed Levi into the Be'er, and he was still in a position to save him. He could grab a hold of him, you know, and pick him up so that he shouldn't fall. He shouldn't fall. But he decided, as long as I did it unintentionally, that is the best thing. Let him fall. Let him fall. So Meile is like Nisapich. Well, it's not exactly like Nisapich. Nisapich means he makes an exercise, he turns himself over, he makes a somersault in the air. I mean, he has to be a very big sportsman to be able to make a somersault in the air, all right? I couldn't do it, but anyway. So, but he did it. So, he did something. But here he doesn't do anything, he's completely passive. And he pushed him unintentionally. But then he realized he pushed him, he was in a position to save him, and to grab a hold of him, and he decided there to let him fall. So it's also considered like a sapir.
Well, what does it have to be dafka where you can catch him?
What
did the Gemara say, dafka where you can catch him? And
yeah, in other words, if he can't catch him, suppose somebody, Bishayik, pushes down Levi, Shimon Bishayik pushes down Levi into the Be'er, and then he says, I did it unintentionally, and I can't save him. But if I could save him, I wouldn't save him. Then he wouldn't be considered like Nischavon Levayish, just because he has a terrible thought. I mean, in other words, suppose somebody curses another person. So that's considered Nischavon Levayish. Here, if he couldn't catch him, save him, and he just enjoys it. Oh, damn it, wonderful, wonderful, that such an accident came to my hands. So that's just a bad thought, you know, he couldn't be. But if he could save him, and then he exploits his malicious thought, in other words, he's not saving him, then he's considered like this Chavon. So there is a variance between the tases of Gimel and the tases with Davov. The variance applies to this point. In other words, according to tases with Dav Gimel, even though Beishes requires Kavoneh, but it doesn't mean that he has to be mischaving to do the mice. As long as he's happy over the Beishes, when he's in a position to prevent it, and he's happy, so he's considered Nischavi. Why Tisvis Davov says that Davod Vorim here, Daphne Gimel, doesn't have reference to Tsar Ripusheves or Beishes, but it has reference to Mezek Tsar Ripusheves, Beishes not, but after all, we can answer the Kashi by saying Banisapir. The answer is there is a machlekes between Tesis Davor and Tesis Daphne Gimel. What is the aloche that Beishes is only Chayev, Achi is Chavon Levayish? So according to Tesis Davor, it implies a prerequisite that the Maisa Beishes has to be done with Kavoneh, with intention. If the Maisa Beishes, the Maisa Ezek, is not done intentionally, then it's Potter Beishes. But Teisves, some male Teisves Davov, couldn't give the Teres that Teisves gives Daphne Gimel, that here it is reference to the case where he pushed Levi, Shimon pushed Levi, Shalom Bikavone, but after he pushed him, he was in a position to grab a hold of him and save him, and he didn't because he wanted him to fall and get hurt, because then he still would be part of Beishes. True that he enjoyed it, but the Maisa Ezek, the Maisa Trife, was done Shalom Bikavone. So why does Teisves Daf Nun Gimel say that in such a case is chayev? Because Teisves Shite Daf Nun Gimel is that the halacha ve'arzikob. What do we learn now? The exerz hakosuf ashi ischan levayish ve'arzikob in bushov. So that is the exerz hakosuf. Not that the ma'is ha'ezek has to be done by kavana. That the davre has to do it maliciously. The davre has to do the basis maliciously. As long as the gavri does it maliciously, even though the maisa trife was not done intentionally, but he was in a position to prevent it and to preclude the act of trife by grabbing hold of him, and he didn't. But maliciously he didn't, because he wanted him to hurt. So that's the machlekes between Tisves Davov and Tisves Daf Nun Gimel. According to Tisves Davov, the Gzeros HaKosuv of the Erzikob bin Vushov, Achi Yischavin implies that the Maise HaKoye has to be done bikavone. And according to some male in the case where the Maisa HaKoy is done Shalom B'Kavone, but then he's in a position to grab a hold of him and prevent the fall, and he doesn't maliciously, so he's still Potter. And this is that in Gimel holds that there's a Kosov of Erzikob B'Mushov actually is having it twice only. The Gavre has to have malicious intent. Not that the Maisakre should be done by Kavone, but the Gavre has to have malicious intent. So maybe even if the Maisakre itself was done Shalom by Kavone, but he was in a position to prevent it and he didn't. So that means the Gavre had malicious intent, so it's higher for base. So that's the only machlekes. But except for that, Teisves Daf Vov applies the case of Sheir Bodim Shetoch Vlubeir in the same way as Teisves Daf Nun Gimel. So Miller will be able to answer the steering Teisves Daf Vov. We said there is a steering in Eir Bainteis. On one hand, Teisves says that if on one hand, Teisves says that if Reuven digs a bear and Shimon pushes Levi into the bear, bikavone, or even Shalom bikavone, but should be negligently be with Shia. Shia called the Mazi, so he patters Reuven completely. On the other hand, he says, if Shimon pushes Levi b'sheyid mamay, so they are both chayv, the barabeir and the other. And then the Gemara says that they are lein dalet dvorim, so there is a chiv dalet dvorim. So if there is a chiv dalet dvorim, so apparently Shimon did it negligently, because if he didn't do it negligently, some melee, it would be chayv al dvor, because a sheik is part of the dvor, it's only chayv nezik. And here in that case, there is a chayv al dvor. So Shimon pushed Levi, sheik overmaze it. And then at the same time he says, the reason is why Kulam chayv in Barabel is also chayv, and the Adam doesn't patter it, because the trif was shalom b'kavone. But if the trif was shalom b'kavone klal, that means not even shirik of amazing, so then he doesn't, so then there's no dalet v'olam. And the Gemara says there is dalet v'olam. So the trife must have been done b'sheik of amazing. If b'sheik of amazing, so he should patter the barabeya. Why doesn't the barabeya, yes?
Why can't you say that the trife k'day lahad lazik or not into the bar?
What?
Say he did a dechif for Lahazik. He wanted to be Mazik at home. He didn't want to be Mazik at the bar.
So it also be. So in that case, if that, in other words, he just wanted to push him a little bit on this vasa beer.
No, he didn't see the bar. He didn't see the bar.
Yeah.
He didn't see the bar. He wanted to push him into the wall.
Yeah.
He wanted to push him into the wall.
Yeah.
He didn't like the pshat. He said he threw him against the wall.
So then,
the bar.
He would be sheik al mezid. Of course he'd be sheik al
mezid. No, but this,
then
he had
to come from the mezid. Suppose a person is even mishaving lahargas abeimo vihoa desodom, so he cannot get goles, and because goles is no kapora for him. If the giladam kills him, he's potter, because the sheik al mezid, if he was mishaving to push him, but he didn't know there is a pit here at the bottom. He wanted to push him against the wall, just to break his neck. But then, to his surprise, he found out that he fell into a bear. He wasn't pushed towards the wall. He certainly shake off amazing. Suppose such a thing would happen, and the victim would get killed. So he couldn't get goles. He would be shake off amazing. Goles wouldn't be a kapel.
But Hezek, let's say it was Mazikim. He wanted to be Mazikim and one there. And Hezek happened to be
Mazikim. So it would be Chayav al Dvorei. And it would be Chayav Vayishes too, because there it's Mamish Nishav Levayish. He would be Chayav Hevah.
He was Nishav Levayish and Chayav Levayish.
So he would be Chayav Vayishes for the whole thing. Because as long as there is a Kavone to be Levayish, even though the Kavone was not this, the whole extent, so it would be Chayav. Certainly, it would certainly be a Sheikh of amazing. But the answer is, Tesfis here visualizes the same case as Tesfis Dafman Gimel. Tesfis Dafman Gimel says that the Gemara of Sheva Adam Shadoch Rebeya has reference to the case where Shimon pushed Levi into the Beya below Kavone Cloud, Bishelig Mamish. But then the question is, so Tesfis is the Kasha, why is a Chayav al Dvorei? And Tesfis assumes there is Chayav in Beishes. So Tesfis says, it is reference to the case that while he pushed Shalom B'Kavone Klal, but he was in a position to prevent it, and he didn't. So more according to Tesfis, Dafnun Gimel, since he was in a position to prevent it and he didn't take advantage of that, so Mele is Chayav in Beishes. Tesis here is Chayav. Beishes is not Chayav. But insofar as Sar Ripu Sheves is concerned, so Tesis will agree with the Tesis Davov, will agree with Tesis Dafnun Gimel that he is considered the Sheikh of Mezit, because why is Sheikh of Mezit Chayav al Dvorei? So he said, because Dvorei, the Mechayev for Dvorei is not the failure to exercise Shmira over his goof. That's enough sufficient to be Mechayev in Nezik. But to be Mechayev in Dvorei, he has to do in Isaacoi, because he live in Anoshim. Yerim HaNoshim means him, he's the Mechayev, he's the Ma'isakoy. Not the failure to exercise Shmire over his goof. But for the Ma'isakoy. But Ma'isakoy, so there is Aloha from his Chachmona Pach. And when, so not Dafke Onus Gomor, even a Dinonus. But we said, Sheik Shkoda Mamei. Because by Israel there is a special Pitur of Shkoko. By Israel there is a Shkoko, and Kabbalah's Shkoko also. So even if he's mezik mamish, if it doesn't involve a slay and kabbalah's a slay, so it's not considered mezik gomo. Al haskama v'chamo, when he sheik of the mezik, of course he's potter. So there is a ptur of shgog, but the neach there is no ptur of shgog, but there is a ptur of onus. So if it's gogo mamish, then as the Rambam says in the Avdarot and Chasishis, that she'ashgogo tzadeinus yeishbo, what it means tzadeinishbo, as a dinenus, a dinenus, but if it's gogo mamish, but if it's shogo called the mezik, then it doesn't have dinenus. So the question is, why isn't the shei called the mezik chayiv misa chayiv kores? Because by Israel, there is a ptur of shgogo, so shei called the mezik is also shgogo, but almost it isn't. Mashein kin shgogo mamesh, not shei called the mezik, has a din of onus. So mele, the chiyuv of the dvarim is based upon the ma'isa akoye. So since it's based on ma'isa akoye, so we apply the general ptur of onus, l'nayel sasodavo, if not onus gomo, just a din onus. So shgogo is potter. Yoshein is potter of Dalet Vorin because he's an onus. But Shei Kov Mezik is not onus, so he's chayv Dalet Vorin. He's chayv Dalet Vorin. So Mimele, Ligabe, Teisves, we ask that there is a steer in Teisves in Eubei. On one hand, Teisves says that if the Odom is a Pishaya, is a Shei Kov Mezik, then he patters Barabea. On the other hand, he says that here he doesn't pass the Barabeya because Shimon pushed Levi Shalei B'Kavoni Klal. That means he was Ishgogo. If he was Ishgogo, not Shei Kol Mezik, so why is he Chayim Dalet Vorin? The answer is what the Stasis of Nagimel say. That here the Gemara of Shemon Shloch Lebeya is reference to the case where the Shei of the Odom, where the Odom was Deiche, the another Odom or Sheya into the Beria Shalom B'Kavon HaKlal, but after he pushed him he was able to save him, grabbing hold of him, and he didn't try to save him. So Mimele, that means he's not an onus, because so that means that he's not an onus, the tour. So if it's not an onus, so Mimele is like Shei Kol Mezik. So the Gavra becomes like Shei Kol Mezik, you see. The Machleya becomes the Shei Kol Mezik. Now there is a Machlekes Rishonim. The Miri mentions in Sanhedrin two days. Now, the halach is Bavid Zohar is Yorim Yavra. Still, the Rambam Paskins and most Rishenim, there is the Shita Ramach is Kineget, but most Rishenim agree with the Shita Rambam that even though Bavid Zohar is Yorim Yavra, but suppose he's over the Rain Arach is Potter of Anshin, because the Nolan sees, not the Nolan's Gomor, couldn't say my Abel Nebat at all.
Almost Bavid Zohar?
Yeah. So he's Potter of Anshin. He's Potter of Anshin, because almost Chachmane Patr, V'lanara Lissase Dovah, and he's Koshereides, so that's the Chuvin Rivosh, you know, El Danusim in Spain, you know, in 1942.
The Maranos.
Yeah, the Maranos, yeah, who are in a position.
Very rough, 1492.
Okay. So Danusim, they are Koshereides. Kosher is, even though they act as Shalikidin, they weren't Misa Nefesh. They weren't Misa Nefesh.
They were supposed to be
Moshe. Okay, yes, of course. So they are Potter of Onshin and they are Kosheroides, because Onus Rachman Apat. So they didn't have the Shem Roshet to be postulated, because they had a Dinonus, not Onus Mimurim, but they had a Dinonus. Now, they were. So the Miri mentions, now there is a Lashon HaRambam in in Hilchas Yisrael Atira. As a matter of fact, it is implicit in the Lashon Rambam also. The first Chiluk, Hilchas Yisrael Atira. You have it? In Perikim of his Atira, Aloha Dalet. V'chol mi shenemar bei Yoreg val yaver V'ne'ad v'liovar Hari ze kiddush es Hashem V'imhoyo ba'asor mi Yisrael Hari ze kiddush es Hashem b'rabim K'idoni el Hananya mishol v'azahaye V'rabakibu v'chaveyov V'eilu hin arug imalchu Shem ma'ilu amolosom V'alein nemar k'olecho irad M'kolayim nechshab nebzin tifro V'alein nemar ispul chasidei k'yosi This is the only thing that is not the same as the other thing that is not the same as the other thing that is not the same as the other thing that is not the same as the other thing that is not the same as the other thing that ואין צורך רימה שנמיסי נעיסי בזדן אפילו הועל בינס שאימאו כנו נמיסי נלאי ובצני ובעידים ועשוי שנאמר בנעיסי נזר למלך ונוסעתי אספנאי באיש ההוא מפי השמוע לומדו ההוא לא יונוס ולא ישגת ולמותי ומה עם אבל אסכחובים שיחמורו מן הטיל הועיל ודעיסו בינס ונחייב קורס ואין צורך רימה מסבזדן קל וחימה לישום מצווה סעמורס בתאירו וברא יסועים ולנער ולסעס דובו אבל אם יוכל למעלה את נפשי ולברח מתחס יד המלך ראשו ונעיסה הנה יהיו כי כלף שוב על קיי והוא נקרא לדוויס כחום במזית והוא נתחת מנועי למעבו ויורת למדרגה התחתינה של גנם There are certain כסבייה that don't have the last expression But in many kisviyah there's this expression. So the mirin Sanhedrin explains the Shittas HaRambam, what does HaRambam mean? In other words, even though when a person is able to have resort, is able to have resort because under coercion, coercion meaning the alternative would be to death. To death. So he's anonymous, he's koshaloides, he doesn't have a Shem Roshe, he's put up on Shin. But if, let's say, there were a number of anusim in Spain, yes, there were a number, because the decree by Ferdinand and Isabella at that time was that any Jew who is not ready to embrace Christianity has to leave, let's say, that was by a certain date, and that was, it happened to be Tisha B'Av. 1492 Tisha B'Av, it happened to be. I don't know what date it was in the civil calendar. I don't know. So, Columbus arrived in America and in Kippur, and he left Spain, he left on Tisha B'Av, I don't remember. And in Kippur at that time was October 12th, but what was the Tisha B'Av in the civil calendar, I don't know. That I don't know, because I never read about it. But when he arrived, it was October 12th, and
same year of the decree.
Yeah, of course the decree. Same year that they left. I mean, it took them a few months to get to America. So the decree by Ferdinand and Isabella was that any Jew who does not embrace Christianity by that date, by Tisha B'Av, let's say, in 1492, so one of two things, either, if he doesn't embrace, either he embraces Christianity, or he will be burnt, you know, the Inquisition, that was the death. So, many Jews left, and unfortunately there were many Jews who didn't live. Why didn't they live? I mean, no one knows. Maybe because they couldn't live. I mean, they couldn't, you know, it's so simple to live. There were many sick people and the elderly people who couldn't walk. I mean, it's not so simple. But there are many Jews who didn't live. So they were anusim. and do a kosher eidus, and there is a chilas rivosh that those are Muslim who did not leave and they embrace Christianity, and they embrace Christianity because they did not want to be killed. So they are Muslim, they are kosher eidus. However, there are a number of Jews who after Tisha B'Av had an opportunity to escape with impunity, without being caught. You know, that it wasn't like today, you know, when you have guards, you know, at every border and they don't let you escape. There are many Jews. So the Rivosh Paskent and the merely mentions that not Ligabe at Gilis Vorat, I mean the Rivosh was also before Gilis Vorat, but there were similar situations. So the Rivosh Paskent that any Jew who, while at the very outset, he embraced Christianity, beinus, so he's kosher eidus, but if afterwards he is able to escape and he doesn't, so mele, he's kosher eidus. And this is the pshat in the Rambam. Aber in Yochel Malik Nafshei v'lifreach mitachzal ha-melech ha-rosho v'hine eise v'hune ki kelef shaval kiei. And he says v'hu nikro eid ha-vzikhovim b'meizit v'hu nitchat min o'ilam abo v'hu et l'matriga tachtine shal genet. This is the only place in Yod HaZokho where the Rambam mentions genet. The only place where the Rambam mentions the term Genim. In Pirush HaMishnei, he discusses it, Genim, but in Yod HaZokho is the only place where the Rambam mentions the term Genim. Right. Now, so, that is a raya, that is a fluke, that's a raya, that if a person was an anus at the time of the mice, but later on he is able to, you know, to prevent it, so his male is not an anus, so retroactively is not an anus. But it's not a rai mochachas from here. Why? Because we could say the Rambam is referenced to a case like Golas Vorat. So in other words, Golas Vorat, probably, it wasn't that one maiseines. They just forced the Jews one time in 1492, you declare that you embrace Christianity. They probably they were constantly chasing the Jews, so many times they forced them to profess Christianity. So if a person had an opportunity to escape, so it wasn't just to preclude a maise that took place, but it was to prevent future maisim of shmat, because some it's not a raya gemura. Maybe in a case where the person already did avodah zarah, and then there are no other future avodah zarahs, so even if he has an opportunity to escape, he's not considered amazing. But the Rambam is referenced to a case where a person is anonymous and is constantly subjected to the possibility that every day they might force him to profess Christianity. Some male, of course, he's an Evidav, he's all amazing, but in the case like here, where Shimon pushed Levi into the bear, unintentionally, but then he was able to grab a hold of him and he didn't. So that he should be considered an amazing retroactively, that not. So it's not a raya gemura from this Rambam. But there is a raya from the Shidin Kodetzes in Ksudas. You have any more Ksudas? Says it explicitly, and the court is actually it's a gemara meforashes in Ksuvos. There's a lot of kamderamnei that if somebody is mazik momen at the time he does an avera, for which is Chayv Nise, so is Potter of Tashlom. So Zohar Ches Mitzchilas Dalek is Yisir Dalek, the Koras Roim Balei Chose, so is Potter. But Rabbi Nachumi ben Akone says that the din of Kom Derabne applies to Koras also. In other words, if somebody will be there with a Ches Hayim Kippah, there is no missing. Mrs. Best, just chorus. Say, Kahes Mitzchilas Dalek, Sid Dalek, Kippah, chorus, Ron Dalek, Hose, Iso, Bipota. There is a Machlei case between Abai and Rover.
Where's your mom?
What?
Where's the case by mom and by Yom
Kippah?
Yeah, Yom Kippah.
Zohar Kahes Mitzchilas Dalek, Sid Dalek, Moshe Sarabi.
Oh, there's a Melacha.
Melacha, yeah. And because Roim Baruch Hose is, according to Rabbi Nachumi ben Akone, is Potter as a Mazik. There is a machlokes between Daf Lamed Amud Beis, between Abaye and Rebbe, where the Misvi Shemayim has the same din as Kores, or Misvi Shemayim does not have the same din as Kores. So Abaye says that according to Nachumi ben Akone, so Misvi Shemayim is the same chumres, the same din as Koras, just as Koras patters from Tashlumin. So Misvi Shemayim also patters Tashlumin. Rebbe says no, only Koras. Koras is more chumor than Misvi Shemayim, but Misvi Shemayim does not patter Tashlumin. So the Gemara says, "My Ike bin Rebbe Abaye." On a practical level, Ike benayi dachlamen on base. Ike benayi zar shochel tchumo. Labaye potter. Ulirove chay. If he's zar, he's tchumo, so there is misibli shamayim. So, according to Abaye, so he's potter according to Rabbi Nachumi Lakoni. Because the chiyuv money for mazik and the chiyuv Misvi Shemayim, so it is the same type. But according to Rove, so even Rabbi Nachumi Akone only applies the din of Kom Derabne Gabe Chiyuv Koras, not Ligib Gabe Chiyuv Misvi Shemayim. So Abaye Potter Alechayim. Well, Abaye Potter, the Omar Afri is the maid of Rabbi Nachumi ben Akone, begin with Chalbi Shal Chavei, ואוכלי שהוא חייב שפונס חייב בגני וקידים שבו ידי יסחל לב it has to be simultaneous אל מגמיד נדאג ביקניה משחי בנף של אבו עד אוכלי הוכנה רביד נדאג בתחומו סויס קומי בקימי חויב אל משחי בנף של אבו עד אוכלי so why do we say that לאבאיה is פותח So in the Och Maskinon, Kishitochal Chaver and Yisich Piv. When the one who ate the Tzume didn't make Agbay, let's say Shimon ate the Tzume, and Reuven pushed it into his Beis Apli. So the two Chiyuvim were the same time. Heichadom, Idi Motzela Dure Neda, Iloi Motzela Dure Amai Chayif, Monefshach. Reuven pushed Shimon. Idi Motzela Dure Neda. So in other words, if he could spit it out, so let him spit it out. And if he doesn't, so he becomes mechuyev momen at that moment, even before it goes down into the stomach. So mimele, so it's not coming to Rabne. V'yid elein motzela dure. V'yid elein motzela dure. Amai chayev mise onusu. But if he cannot vomited out, so then why is a chayiv Misvi Shemayim is an onus? So Shnu Betzes points out, but the Shnu Betzes says Sikashi, even in other words, the Gemara says Lo Motzela Dure is an onus, but if Motzela Dure is not an onus, so Shnu Betzes points out, even in the case when he doesn't do anything. Ruvain pushes, he puts his finger into the esophagus and pushes it into the stomach. But if he can make a resistance and fight him back and push Ruvain away, and he doesn't do it, so then he's not an onus and he's chayvish the shamayim. When he's an onus, so this is betzisness, then Rashi says, idloim mosel ador onus, so Rashi implies, but if it's mosel ador, he's not an onus. So what does it mean, not an onus? It mosel ador, even if he can do it by pushing, suppose Ruvain pushes and holds on to him, but Shimon can push him away, and then they'll be able to vomit it out, so it's not an onus, so retroactively is birotz. So here we have that thing, that even if at the time of, after all, when he doesn't vomit it out, he doesn't do anything, what does he do? He acts like an object, like a dummy. Ruvain pushes him into the esophagus, he puts his finger into the esophagus and pushes him. But still, so the maase was done already. But if he's in a position to kick him and push away and then to vomit it out, and he doesn't vomit it out, so male is not an onus and he's chayv l'shamayim. In other words, suppose a person will push in the chilef into the esophagus, and then he tells him, oh, you know, I just pushed in chilef. If he's able to vomit it out by straining himself, and he doesn't do it, so it's chayv misbe, it's chayv kolos by chilef, and by truma, he's chayv misbe shemayim. So we see, that's the shnik betzes, so we see that even if at the time of the maise he was an anus, but if afterwards he can prevent it, and he doesn't, so retroactively is not an onus. Retroactively, so remember the Aloch in the Rambam also is reference to the case. Like this, we could say that Aloch in the Rambam is reference to a case, like in Spain, where there is always a possibility that there'll be future shmads, future avrizars, because they were constantly under suspicion, you know, that they would observe the Torah, so from time to time they forced them to reiterate their acceptance of Christianity. So it wasn't an inyan of preventing a maise that was done before, but this in Shinuk Besa Siyah is Mifresh. So in Mele, there is no steel in the cases. There is no steel in the case. In the Quran, that case of Shita is that the aloha if an Odom is a shutef with the Balabea in a certain hezek, and if the Odom does his hezek b'kavone mamish, or Bishiri called the Mezid, so then he's higher for the Maisa Isaac, whereas the Barabir is only higher for the Pshie. So merely when a certain Hezek is done Bishutfes, and one can be higher only on the basis of Pshie, and the other one is higher for the Maisa Isaac, so the one who is higher for the Maisa Isaac patters the one whose sole basis of liability is Pshie. Mimele, if the Odom Shimon pushes Levi into the bay of dog by Ruvain, because so he's chayev and Ruvain is not chayev at all. And the same thing if Shimon pushes him b'shei calls him Ezit, so there's no ktura vonus. Only Shkoga Mamesh has a din onus. But shei calls him Ezit, not full shei, does not have a din of onus. So then we ask the kashe, case which says that the reason is to why Bashir Odom Shitoch Lubeya. So in his own Kol Chayavin, because he did Odom pushed, let's say, Levi Shalom Bikavone Klau, or Levi Shea, Levi Shamea, Shalom Bikavone Klau. So it was Bishayid Mamish. So the question is, so why does he have to pay all his volume? The answer is this, as Achman Gimel says, that there it is referenced to the case that while at the very outset, he pushed him, Shalom Bikavone Klau, but he was in a position to prevent it, and he didn't. So Mimela, according to Tesis Daphne Gimel, retroactively is considered even Mishavim Ligabibashis. So Tesis here is Chalik. Ligabibashis, so there is a prerequisite that the Maise Ahezik has to be done Bikavone, not that the governor should have malicious intent. But as far as the other Dalit Vorm are concerned, so the only Ptur by Shkogam Amesh is honest, din honest, but in the case where he's able later on to prevent the Maisa Ezek, and he doesn't, then he's retroactively determined as amazing. Some melee. Some male is Chazal Vorm, so then you ask Manefshech, if he's not an onus and he's retroactively determined as an Ezid, some male let him patter the Barabeya. So there's a difference. In order that the Maisa Hezek should patter the Barabeya, so then at the very outset there has to be a Maisa Hezek. But if at the very outset, there is no Maisa Hezek for which he can be chayev, but it is retroactively determined as a Maisa Hezek, so then he cannot patter the Barabeya. So in Mele, there is no steer in the thesis. There is no steer in the thesis. So in other words, we said yesterday that this thesis seems to be in conflict with the tasteless, the big taste, 1 second, Dafhei on the base, the big taste is Kishodis Beya Binaye, because tasteless there says, Vim Tema, Mi Beya Vodam Name Hirose, Mali Beya Vodam Shachimais of Gomelay, Vishlema de Osim Beya Vodam Yoshin, or in Ephraim in Agag Beruachin Mitsuya, the Chayev. So why does this emphasize Ruachin Mitsuya and Yoshin? Because if it's a Ruach Mitzio, then it is Maisa Gomorrah. Because then he's high for the Maisa Isaac. Then he's high for the Maisa Isaac. So then the question arose, and then I said it's Mistaber, that insofar as the field of Dalet Vorm is concerned, so there it's for the Maisa Isaac. It's not just for the Pshie. So then the question arose, and then the question also, why does Tesis here say Davov, that there is a fear of Dalet Vorm, even though the Maisa is it, Maisa Tchife was Bishkog Mamesh, but he was but it was Bipshie, so Samimele, he is high Dalet Vorm, but he cannot be Mechuyev. So why? Because he was in a position to save him, but that could be only the basis for that chiyuv is the pshiye. No, the answer is it's not the pshiye, because since there is aloha in onus, that if after the maise that was done by Enes, he's in a position to annul the maise. Let's say, like in Ksubis Aflamet, he's in a position to push the person who pushed the trauma into his Beis Abliye, to push him away and then to vomit it, and he doesn't do it, then retroactively he's determined as not being an honest. Honest means he couldn't help it. All right, even though Dinonus, but Dinonus also means that substantially he's not at fault. He's not an Onus Gomor because substantially he's not at fault. But he is at fault. He should have been Mesa Nefesh himself. But if he's in a position to annul the act, to annul the act by vomiting or escaping, whatever, or by grabbing a hold of Levi, so that he shouldn't fall into the bottom of the bear, and he doesn't do it, then it's retroactively determined that he's completely at fault. Even though at the very outset he was not at fault, but now that he becomes the governor, is completely at fault. And in order to pattern him on the basis of Maris Hasadovo, it doesn't matter whether the Maise was Bainus, whether the governor was Bainus. In other words, if the governor is Bainus, but if he is in a position to annul the act, to nullify the act, by running away, by grabbing a hold of Levi so that he shouldn't fall, and he doesn't do it, so then the governor is at fault. He's not an onus. He's certainly at least a sheikh of Mezit, or even a Mezit Gomor, the governor. So, but he's a sheikh at Avovi, he's Ligabi Beishes, so it's not enough that the governor is malicious. The mice has to be done with intent, and not that the governor is malicious. Cases that Nungimu holds that Ligabi Beishes, it is enough if the governor is malicious, even though the Maise was not done by Kavone. And cases that Vov Shite is that Ligabi Beishes, so the Maise has to be done with malice, with intent. Not that the governor is malicious. Mashein Kim Ligabi Dadadal Advon. Tsar, Vipu, Sheves, so they are the field is for the Maisa Ezek. But if he has it, then only the Gavr is an honors. So honors have a part. But she recovered Mazit, so the Gavr is not an honors. So even if the Maisa, the outset was Bishgog of Muro, no Kavone at all, but if he was in a position to rectify it, and he didn't rectify it, so that means the Gavr is not an onus. If the Gavr is not an onus, so maybe the Ptur of Onus Rachmur Patra doesn't apply, so it's Chayim Darvon. But Ligabi patterning the Barabeya, so only if at that time there was a Maisa Hezek that can be Mechayevim, so then it patterns the Barabeya. But if at that time of the Maisa Hezek, he couldn't be Mechayevim, only because of a contingent event, so he became the Chuyah for the Maisa Hezek, so then he doesn't patter the Barabeya. So maybe there is no stira in this case. Now, yesterday I mentioned that in explaining the halacha that the Neach is high is potter for Shgogo Mamish, but she called the Mezit Israel. Why is it so? The answer is by Israel there is a Ptur of Anus and there is a Ptur of Sheik. By the Neach there is no Ptur of Shgogo. There is only a Ptur of Anus. Anus is a general Ptur, twice for everybody. So Mele, Shkog Mamesh has a din onus, as the Rambam says in Perek Avot Mechasishes, Shashkog Ve'achot Ha'oines Ve'ashkog, Shashkog Tzadinis Yeshbo. What does it mean, Tzadinis Yeshbo? Has a din onus. He is not an onus gomor to be part of Kol, but he has a din onus to be that she is mechazed about. Why does the Rambam have to say that? Because by Shishishas Inso, the Torah doesn't mention that there is a locha b'mezi davke, she's a sole bailo, and b'shgogos meteres the bailo. All the Torah mentions is he lo nitfitso, ho nitfitso meteres. So onus meteres the bailo. So the question is, that's onus. She was raped. But suppose she makes a mistake. She thinks that the man was her husband, and then it turns out it was another man. So then she's Mataras Labailo. Why is she Mataras Labailo? She's not an onus. So the Rambam says, because Shazgogo Vioines Echodein, Shazgogo Tzadeinis Yishbe. So that means that Shgogo has a din onus. So the question is, why does is so all nishgova zdinis, but only nishgova zdinis, but Sheikov Meizi does not have a dinonus. Sheikov Meizi does not have a dinonus, but where there is a din of shgova, so then it's still shgova. Mashiach came by Jesus, and so there is no aloha of shgova, only offense. So that would mean that suppose an ishishish is mizane, shalom be mezit, but she's ishigeges kredel mezit. So then she'll be a soul about. Then she'll be a soul about. All right, the Rambam says that that if a woman was mizane because she thought that a man was a husband, and then he turned out wasn't a husband, so then she would ask about it. But suppose she was a pishas in not recognizing that it was not a husband, so then in the Chalama she'll be asked about it. There are many tshuvas, you know, of scoundrels, you know, who came in the dark, you know, and then they were mizane, and the woman thought, and the woman thought that it was her husband. She didn't know, and it was dark, had no way of verifying it, you know. It wasn't like today, you can turn on the electric light, you know, and you see. So Mimela, she was not a shikegis called Lemezik. So she was a din of Hanusa. But suppose it's a situation like today, when you can turn on the light. So let's say if there is a lamp near the bed, and you can turn on the light and to see, so then she would be a surah baila, because then she's a shigeges kreivel amazit. So then only a shigi gomo has a din of anus, but a shigi kreivel amazit does not have a din of anus. The b'neach kosovo behemo v'nim so'odam is higher mis, but he was a shigogo. He thought it was a behemoth. In other words, he saw a certain being standing from far, and he thought it was a monkey. So he threw a chetz, and then it turned out to be a human being. Ebeneach is chayv mis. Why? Because the cheik all amazed. So the same thing, if he nishishish would be mizame, in under circumstances where she was called amazing because she could have verified it, and she didn't, so she should be asur about it. Now, there are more. The Gemara says in Makis, Kosovo behemo v'nim so'odom ebeneach is chayv mis. Eina mutea ebeneach is chayv mis. No, we say ignorance of the law is no excuse. Is the sheik of a maze? You should have known the law. So somebody is either a beneach, is either a zayim is a beneach, and he doesn't know. So is the sheik of a maze? It is chayv. So im a mutar is called a maze. Now, so what would be, let's say, suppose a woman commits adultery, and then she says, I was raised in a home where the parents didn't teach me anything, nothing. I didn't know that there is anything wrong to commit adultery, just like that. So, is she asur lebaila or she is mataras lebaila? So, there is a tshuvas marik about it, because the Rambam says if a woman makes a mistake, and she thinks that the one who is with her is her husband, and then it turns out that it was somebody other than her husband, so she mitaras labayla mipnei shashgogo tzadonus yeshba. So the Ram says, so how about in a muta? So the Marik says, in a muta, in eras muta is asur labayla. Why? Because here's a comment. Can I have a comment? Thank you. ישראל, ואמרת עליהם איש איש כסיסטי כסיסטי אישתי ומועל ומועל. So the Torah says, "V'hi lo nitviso," so then she yaso. So the Torah doesn't say "umal umal badishem," as the Torah many times says "legabi mila bikotchin." So here the Torah doesn't say "umal umal badishem." Ish ish kisisei ishtei umal veimal. The reason is why she yaso le bailo is not because of the avera she committed, but against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but she betrayed her husband. So Mele a Maris Muter, if a woman is Mizana with a man because she thought it was her husband, so then she didn't betray her husband because she didn't know, she thought it was her husband. But if she knows it's another man, but she doesn't know that it's also committed adultery, so then she's a solo baila because she it's still more la beimor. And there are more paskins like that.
That's Marik's own deal?
Yeah. Marik's own, it's not a deal. That's cute shall mikro according to the Marik. I wouldn't say it, but the Marik.
Why can't you just say Hayo la Lumoid?
One second, good question. We are alone. In other words, if we say, yeah, that's why I'm mentioning it. That's why I'm mentioning it. Because if we say, as I said, that according to the Rambam, there is no din of a Mizana Bishedik is Mutaras Labailo. Only Trisa Mutaras. Mizana Beinus. So then the Tmachelik, so if she makes a mistake and she thinks that it was her husband, she'd be a solo mother, she wasn't forced. She was Ishigeges. So the Rambam says, Bisadunas Yeshba. So, and with the analogy from Beneach, so it would follow from the analogy of Beneach, that the Beneach is only potter for regular Fulchgo. Not for Sheikov Mezid, because only Fulchgog has a din on us, but Sheikov Mezid does not have a din on us. And Ligabe Ema Mutaba Beneach is Chayav Misi. Do I look at Sheikov Mezid? So Mele, here it should follow, according to the Rambam, she's a Sura Bailo, not because of the Londres of the Marik, but simply because she cares for Mezid, but me, she doesn't boast. That it's also, she should have known. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. She gets called amazing. So isn't it mashma from the Marik, not the way we said, that according to Marik, even if she gets called rival amazing, is also Mutaras Labar. In other words, so then the kashi is, so why is she called amazing by Bnei Achayev Mise? So then we have to say that there is a difference between regular Shgogo and Sheikov Mezid. Regular Shgogo has a dinonus also. Sheikov Mezid does not have a dinonus. Because Sheikov Mezid has a dinonus, so every Beneach would be potent for Sheikov Mezid. So why does the Marik say that the only reason is to why Maris Mutar is a Sura Bailo, because especially to the Sarkosov, Umar Umar Bisho, not Umar Umar Badishem. So it's not even based upon my Savera. And he says something else. He mentions a seemingly very good Raya. The Gemara says, Migirah Esther said to Mordechai, Kasher Ovaditi Ovaditi. Why? Because Esther was forced to have a relationship with Ahasuerus. So she was Mutaras. Even though she was an Ishish, but Kaka'ila, whatever the reason, I'm not ashamed to discuss it. So it's with her, she was on Musa. So the previous times, she was called by Ahasuerus. She didn't come to Ahasuerus. Every time Ahasuerus wanted her, so he called her. And they took him to Ahasuerus, so she's on Musa. But this time, she was the one who took the initiative in going to Ahasuerus, and she knew that what would be the consequences, there will be a relationship. So this time it wouldn't be Baines. So Mele, until that time when she went to Ahasuerus, so she was Tivelis Mechikish for Ahasuerus, and she was married to Mordechai. But this time, so Mordechai he couldn't live with her anymore because she was asura to Mordechai. There's the Gemara in Megillah, Kasher Avadati Avadati, Kasher Avadati Avadati. That's right. So the question is, but she, Mordechai told her to go to Ahasuerus. So in other words, she was allowed to take the initiative. What was that? So Achalas Kaili, so I mean, whatever. But one thing is clear, that what Esther did was better. And Mordechai told her whether it was better because of especially Rasha, or it was a heter because Karkeirom, or it was a heter because of Achalas Kaili, so discussed by the Marit, by the Neibude. But it was better. Whatever the reason was, it was better. So, if it's better, so why is she asur to Mordechai? The answer is, the Marik says, she's not asur lebailo for the avail of being mizane. She's asur lebailo because she betrayed her husband. The previous time she didn't betray the husband because she was forced by Ahasuerus, but this time she was not forced by Ahasuerus, she took the initiative. So it was a heter, she got the mitzvah, everything, but there was a betrayal of the husband anyway.
How did you betray the husband when the husband sent her?
That's considered a betrayal of the husband.
You
told him to betray him.
Oh.
That's a betrayal of the husband. Betrayal of the husband. I don't want to discuss it now, but there is something like that. That will take too much time. It's still considered a betrayal of the husband. From Rashi in Sanhedrin, that Benoach is chayav for Yifasteya. If he takes Yifasteya, who is married to a man and he has a relationship with her, so he's chayav for Gezel. Rashi says he's chayav for Gezel. Gezel connected to whom? Connected to the husband. So it's much from Rashi that even in a case where the husband says to the Jew, I give you the shoes, he's still chayav for Gezel. How is a chayav for Gezel? It's Gezel Sishti. Doesn't matter, this is a different kind of Gezel. It's not Gezel Mami. Gezel Mami, so it's Nitlun Mechile. But Gezel of Arayos is not Nitlun Mechile. So this betrayal, even though Mordechai told her, and it was al pi adibur b'ro hakedesh, it was a mitzvah, but more and more being sure it was.